Menards' 11% rebate is here. From lighting to lumber, from doors to floors, the bigger the project, the bigger the rebate. From painting projects to that new kitchen makeover and designing that outdoor space of your dreams, save big on any project you're tackling. Hurry into Menards for an 11% rebate on everything. Mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check, not a point-of-sale discount. Redeemable on future in-store purchases only. Not on future purchases on Menards.com. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Well, present, high energy, high energy. It should be radiant and reflective.
What they used to do when they went up. Ma, 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 do it. Ma, 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 do it. Ma, ma, ma. Okay, we ain't gonna do all
that. Let it train and clear it out. Pull from a Jar podcast, we back. Nobody unless they come and watch the pod. Hey, yes, sir. All right. Good gentlemen. If you get that, that's a freaky ass beat that Timberland did.
Freaky.
All right. I'm going to talk to my own time, brothers, because last pod y'all seen somebody not on time. This pod y'all see. It's your fault. If you set some discipline, he will respect it.
Hey.
He really don't fear you. That's the problem.
You know what's funny though?
Ryan, we called this nigga. He said, I asked him, real respectful. Hey bro, I know. I'm on the way, bro. Give me a couple minutes, I'm on the way.
Cool. Now hold on. Now what did I say before you asked him?
He said, Ryan, and I quote, watch. As soon as I say something, he gonna cuss me out. Watch. Avery said something.
What'd he say?
Yeah, he cussed you out.
Okay.
Yeah, he cussed you out.
He doesn't respect you, bro.
I gotta hit them pockets. That's what it is.
You gotta be a little respect out of
it. Like shotgun shoot.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, because we had to talk.
Yeah, and I'm gonna leave whenever the fuck I want to anyway. I'm touching on me.
Money or no money, huh?
Yeah, fuck what you talking about.
Because you make bread anyway.
No, I'm not these two. So, I mean.
No. Two.
Why y'all keep talking about me?
Hey, bro.
I didn't. I talked about y'all.
But y'all mean that I'm in it.
Well, yeah, that's not how that works.
Yeah, I ain't got no money, bro. Praise be to God that I can start a new journey. You know what I'm saying? He's looking out for me. Some more money gonna come in, but I ain't got no money. My checks gonna look a little better, but I ain't got no money, though.
You believe that?
What the fuck does that mean?
He's lying. That's what it means.
Pull from the jar.
To my full left is my brother, no matter what. He always on 10. Good day, Ryan, sir. How are you?
I'm chilling. I got a tattoo on the way. Wait for it.
You can get tattooed for me?
Wait for it. Tattoo on the way.
Tat it up.
Tat it.
Bitch,
wait for it.
Bitch,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, we can talk about it.
Say less.
We can go together if you want.
I'm glad.
Shit.
Like, you already got your tattoo. We'll talk
about it. I know who. We'll talk about it. Don't worry about it. Yeah. I'm straight, bro. I'm cooling, bro. I seen it. Talk about money. I seen an offer today.
What you put in that group chat is kind of crazy. Like, that's what sales doing? Do they work strictly off commission or just...
No.
That's base.
That's base plus
what they sell.
That's a base salary.
That's crazy. Yeah. How you get in sales?
Hey, you know what's so crazy?
You go to school for that?
Hey, you know what's so crazy? Hey, everybody at my company, if you watch this shit, don't worry about what I'm talking about. Hey, you know what's so crazy? At the end of it all, again, I do payroll, right? That means I do good payroll. Look at them time card. They do shit. I seen a commission check at the end of January.
And?
Usually January is a slow month.
Oh, we just let a lot of niggas go. We struggling.
Double.
Oh, God.
But my, oh, my.
What that shit looking like, though?
But my, oh, my.
What that shit looking like, though?
But my, oh, my. Hey, for a nigga that...
A little 4 digits?
4? No, it was 5 digits.
Oh, God.
Duh.
That nigga made people's salary.
And duh. Did they work with you?
I love working in HR, guys. But goddamn.
That is crazy. Hey.
Now, if I saw it over there, I'm rich. Hey. I'm sorry.
Shout out my nigga Gucci.
Gucci who?
Gucci, man.
Shout out my nigga Gucci, man.
Last but certainly not least, the smartest man in Rome. People usually don't rock brown with the black. Mm-hmm. But since it's Black History Month, I see what you're trying to do. Power to the people.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Power to the people.
I feel like you would have been part of, like, Public Enemy. Not like Fatal Flav.
I was just going to ask.
Not like Fatal Flav. Like, you ain't running around with a clock, but I can see you, like, in the back.
Well, see, in those days, though, they were worse.
Yeah, boy!
Yeah, that works. That was that era, though.
How out there would you be?
Probably around the same.
You think so?
Because the era, you know.
Hey, yeah. I'll be honest, bro. When I look at, like when disco was a thing,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd have been... Social media wouldn't have been good for me.
Boy.
Nah, I think... Okay. Ryan, we have to start the conspiracy theory part.
I'm with it.
My brain, the past couple weeks...
Hey.
Oh, my gosh. I wish you could see the file cabinets, bro. Like, I really wish you could see the file cabinets. But... what was I talking about? Disco. I really think that they didn't release certain things mm-hmm. until certain eras because, facts. Like, they knew.
They knew.
If that would have came out.
If got out. Come on, bro.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
When Michael was doing that studio.
Come on, man.
Shoot. Who was the two? I ain't gonna get into it. R&B niggas had beef for crazy reasons.
Oh, Jodeci was running around smacking niggas.
Facts.
JoJo was on camera with Suge talking about how he. Alright, no. I sent you a TikTok. I know you've seen it.
Yeah, I seen it.
Oh, okay. It was gangsters back then.
So it was.
Keith Sweat was a gangster.
That Marvin Gaye.
Baltimore niggas.
James Brown was a gangster. James Brown was probably Kodak Black before Kodak Black.
Oh, God.
Facts.
James Brown was probably Kodak Black before Kodak Black, bro.
Facts. Mm-hmm. Like,
so who you take that coat?
Hey! I didn't do anything right now.
Ruben?
Yeah!
Ruben? Hit me!
What is James talking about?
Nothing. Matter of fact, who did an impersonation of him while he was right there? Eddie Murphy. And he did it so perfect. Yeah. Eddie Murphy wasn't saying a thing, bro. That wasn't saying two words.
Never kidding myself.
There you
Yes,
soda.
Oh, boy.
Shout out to my everyone's famous cousin. Glad you could join us.
You didn't even know, huh?
We've been recording.
He ain't your red button. That's all right. You okay?
Yeah, finish up that text. Come on.
Yeah, you good. Where you stopping?
Yeah. Tell her you busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, tired.
Yeah.
Tired.
Alright. How was your week, though? Week good?
I had an interesting week, man.
What's interesting?
Well... We're going to leave one situation off camera because y'all know.
But I don't know.
Yes, you do.
I mean, you ain't going into full detail, but that's not for the camera, I guess.
Yeah, because I don't know.
Yeah.
Unless you want to.
No, we can get up out of here.
We can get up out of here.
I will give you another two. So, one, I found out a classmate. I found out one of my former classmates is now a... he's now a Trump supporter.
We can have over there.
And,
how you find that out? You still on Facebook?
You know.
You still believe that shit?
You know, I get on there from time to time, but it was just so interesting. All I did was ask him a question, and he couldn't answer, and then he blocked me, but that's beside the fact. Then I found out that... No, you don't know. No. Then I found out...
I know a lot of people. A lot of people know me.
We'll talk after. We'll see.
Okay. That was a...
Well, it sounded like we was in, like at a brewery. That shit. Bartender laughed.
It got your attention?
Nigga. Well, look who's that thing. Pop that chip, babe.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I don't know if this Anyways, how you doing?
Good. I ain't that woo hoo that though. I'm good, though.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Okay. Hell yeah.
How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Like I said, received some great news for me and my lovely, you know what I'm saying, future looking bright. And we doing good. You know what I'm saying? Grab that bottle too, Jay. Alright.
Wait, but...
Shout out to...
Why'd you do that?
Bro, I didn't say nothing, bro. That's
good. Anyways,
boy,
no, but no, nah, let's keep on moving. But no, but no. Shout out to producer in the cut. Shout out to our YouTube viewership. Shout out to our DSP viewership on every single platform. Make sure that y'all go support us on those platforms: Apple, Spotify. We own them. Amazon,
everything.
You know what I'm saying? And it's a couple of ads in the front. You know, and that's what pays. You know what I mean? Come rock with, you know what I mean? Tight. No, they're tapping in. Tight. Yeah. Tight. Yeah. All right. Um, yes sir. Let's get, uh, let's get straight to it, man. We ain't gonna do no mess around today, man. Nope. Pop that jar.
Dang, we ain't doing no Ray Charles. Alright, you know what we're gonna start with today?
Oh god.
You know what we're gonna start with today? We're gonna start with Corey Holcomb. Corey Holcomb said TMZ is to blame because he ain't getting no gigs. He ain't getting no work.
Yeah.
TMZ is the reason to blame because his show is getting canceled.
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all know the situation that he's talking about? Wayne, you know?
No.
You don't?
I would like to know.
Ryan, do you know?
Couldn't tell you.
Jordan, you know, don't you?
Unfortunately, I do.
So before we get into it, let's... watch this video here. All right, so I'm gonna just say it. He hit a woman on camera.
No. He went on his platform.
Oh, you want to start there?
He said it was allegations.
Allegations.
Yeah, it was allegations that he may or may not have hit a woman. He vehemently denied touching a woman. TMZ then, it's kind of crazy how Harvey is so fast with the videos. And Harvey, don't think that you see. Your name is in the files, my boy. The name is in the files.
More than once.
Anyways, TMZ dropped the video showing Corey Holcomb doing the exact thing that he said he didn't do, which was slapping a woman.
What happened after that, though?
No, you tell him.
Because I watched the video. You know, while I was watching it, it's so funny.
Whoever tried to, you didn't even try to fight Corey. And that's the problem. No, All right, go ahead.
I stepped
on it. I'm sorry. I get excited sometimes.
Because what I saw was a dude standing around a bunch of people, probably getting his feelings hurt because she was probably talking crazy to him.
Facts.
And he said, I'm finna swing. As soon as he swung, he started running back and got jumped. In my mind, I think this is his thing, because when he was arguing with, I don't know the dude's name, but he was arguing with some dude on his podcast. You might have seen it.
We got to get his name, though.
We'll find
his name.
He was getting real tense with him, but really
he
didn't.
He was scared then.
He was definitely scared, but I'm saying it was getting tense. Like, he acted like he was going to do something. But as soon as that woman got up trying to get in between him, he's like, no, move.
Wait, man. You talking about,
him and, Anton.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now, How is this TMZ's fault that he's losing gigs and work because he lied about what he did and they found the video?
I'm innocent until I'm proven guilty.
Nigga, we got
but
you in 4K.
But we proved you guilty.
You see, you're right there.
Black and white. Black and white. It's right there.
TMZ, dude. They do black and white.
Christy Payne was right there. You was right there. Your face is in the camera. We seen you.
They pointed you out.
We seen you. You know, they do the little arrow.
Mm-hmm.
Ding. Ding. They point them out.
I stunned them.
Well, hey, you admitted to it now.
This one now, bro.
Oh, yeah, I can.
You've already admitted to it now. You just said you lost work because of that. Not because of what you
did. Now I'm guilty.
No, TMZ. No. TMZ's guilty for putting it out there.
Yeah, you should have put it out there.
Mm-hmm. TMZ fault. Not your fault.
I'd have been fine if you didn't put that shit out there.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well.
So we shouldn't hold men accountable for hitting on women.
I mean, we don't, so.
We don't?
What?
It's a case by case basis, I think.
Oh,
I like this.
Do tell.
I seen a woman get dragged out of an elevator.
No, I seen that in 4K, like in person. I actually seen that myself.
And that 5'3" motherfucker got a job 2 years later.
I didn't do it, but it wasn't me. I seen it myself.
Yeah. Oh, you referring to Ray Rice?
Correct.
Okay.
But then he still was.
He dragged her.
For all intents and purposes, he was kind of shadow banned in a sense.
He got hit with double jeopardy though. So how is that shadow banned?
Because like you know how people is like how they treat Chris like they pick and choose like when they want to say oh it's okay that you hit your girl. Like, Dana White, it's okay. Dr. Dre, it's okay. But Chris is not okay. We still remember. Even though Rihanna says she forgives him, and they both moved on the situation, but it's not okay. We're not going to... We're going to hold on to this thing. I think that some people still hold on to that thing with Ray Rice.
Oh, of course.
It's situational.
Okay.
A lot of people still do.
I got you.
I completely agree.
What about this situation?
I think this situation is perfectly fine. Corey Holcomb, you're lame. You're not a man, and you lack accountability. So for that, your punishment via karma is that you get no work. All you can do is go on that dusty-ass podcast and go talk about people in the most ridiculous... Like, what you be wearing on your podcast? You wear the worst outfits ever.
You know why.
Who's your stylist, bitch? You look like a old, like...
Dirty bastard.
You seen them old niggas that ride the MTA that go to the bingo? Like, that's what he look like. He look like you use Access Ride to go play checkers down at the hall. Like, you look disgusting. You look like you bathe every 2 to 3 days. You look like you only got 2 or 3 colognes on your shelf. Like, it ain't a lot of options.
You know what's crazy, though? Mm-hmm. The shirts he be wearing.
No, nigga. The shirts off. With the hat. What are you doing?
No. You don't understand. Like, the shirt that he actually is wearing is from Goodwill.
I don't care where he bought it from. Why are you doing that?
Shit. I guess he get no play. He just can't dress. You don't know what he doing.
Hey, bro. I come from a long line of men ain't never, ever supposed to put their hands on a woman.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what they say to
mm-hmm.
you. You ain't never supposed to put your hands on a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, words aren't supposed to hurt you, though. Just walk away.
And that's how I know you's a fragile bitch. Because when Anton got in your face and you said, hey, bro, we ain't gonna do all that gay stuff. And Anton said, hey, bro, we can go outside. You wasn't trying to go outside.
He sat in that studio,
you
didn't he?
You didn't get up. You sat in your seat.
He said, let's go, bitch.
You didn't make a move.
Yeah,
you
I'm
want
Detroit,
to
bitch.
Slap a woman, but you don't want to buck at a nigga.
Detroit.
You know what's sad, though? It's the fact that it's the niggas around you that I judge.
Mm-hmm.
I judge the, I don't even know Shorty's name on his pod, but I know the other one. He's funny. Craig Smith.
Yeah, Craig Smith.
Because he be on All Def Digital. I'm judging you because why would you stand next to that?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you stand next to that? I'm not putting my... If he was to go and slap a woman and not take accountability for it, I'm not standing next to him. He would not be sitting next to me.
Don't slap no woman.
I'm not going to slap a woman. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But he wouldn't be next to me.
Because I won't.
I promise you I won't.
Y'all would jump me if that happened.
No, whoop your ass.
I know you would.
I'm not jumping. I'm going to beat your ass myself.
Oh, you going to wait your turn?
Yeah,
nigga.
Yeah, you got to run these phase.
Yeah, nigga, what are you talking about?
You got to run these phase, nigga.
I can't be mad.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't let her get a kick in.
A quick.
Get her.
I can't let mine do it. She might kill
me. She's going to kill me. Yeah, she will pick me up.
She might kill you.
Yeah. But I'm not going to do it.
She might torture
me. But why have people in your life that's not going to hold you accountable like that?
Because they're yes man, and I get money because you get money. That's why. It's that simple. He's the star. He's the name. As long as I'm around him, I'm going to get something.
Well, I know more. Can't do a show by yourself?
No.
It's a reason why you got two people there.
No. Uh-huh.
So why can't they tell him the truth?
On the payroll. If he don't make money, I don't make money. That's why. You saw that. You saw.
But he still ain't making no money now.
You saw that woman sitting you right next to him.
You think you're slick. You think you're slick.
What are you doing?
Because you went at Joe Budden because you know Joe Budden like beef. So you trying to go at Joe Budden, trying to call him, what did he call him?
Homosexual.
Booty, but something, it was corny. You ain't even funny no more. You used to be funny. You ain't even funny no more. Anyway, then you try to say, this is the funniest part, I swear to God. He said, Joe Budden, got a long line of allegations of beating on women. All I did was one mistake. All I did was one mistake. You got a long line of beating women. All I did was one mistake. They only got me one mistake.
I only hit one woman. That's it. They ain't that bad. You got allegations.
Do we hear yourself talk?
It don't make sense.
In his head, it do.
Hey, bro, you're a goofy.
You
go
weird.
Sit down. Go sit down. Do some reevaluations.
He ain't gonna do that.
Go to therapy.
He definitely ain't gonna do that.
Meditate or something, bitch. God damn.
And hire a stylist.
No, bro.
He need money for that.
He's trying to be Cam.
He need money for that, bro. No. You put somebody else on payroll?
No.
I ain't booking no shows. Where the money gonna come from?
Cam looked. Compare them to. Right now.
You can't. You cannot compare Cam to that guy.
He's trying to get in that lane. That ain't him, bro. Like,
try. Well,
this is so lame, though. Drink. Like, bro, how you gonna do something, lie about it, get exposed, and then blame the people that expose you? How that makes sense?
Imagine your premiere going all the way down.
It might get a negative.
Like, imagine that. Like, you was already at a third of a tank. But now you
sinking.
Maybe.
You the Titanic, bitch.
That car going putt putt.
You on the iceberg.
That bitch going
putt. You're gone,
Wayne.
Jack. What a goddamn whistle, goddamn. You done.
Stay on ice. Just stay
with me. Yeah, that's over with.
Goofy ass. All right, man. No, I ain't giving them no more attention, man.
That's it?
Man. Keep your hands to yourself.
Please.
And find a stylist. You dumb, goofy
ass. Oh, he can't afford a stylist now, bro.
Unaccountability ass.
How?
Lame ass.
He ain't got no money, bro.
Unfunny ass.
Shit.
Scared to fight ass.
Bankroll.
I don't know what he's doing, man.
Sorry, excuse of a man.
Well, he finna go with somebody, and because, hey, are you okay?
Yeah, well, that's just twice.
I'm just saying,
it's my camera.
Really three times.
It's your what?
My camera.
Oh, okay.
Anyways,
your camera.
You know they don't believe you.
I don't care.
Especially after what you said in the group.
Hey, you just lied.
Make him
what I lie about?
Why the fuck does your camera do that?
My camera does it. It lets me know.
It's making me do it.
Hey, who you had?
Leave me alone.
She plays like me.
Nope.
You didn't want to drop her off?
Nope.
Your car too fast?
Yep.
Hell yeah. Can't leave her hair in there because somebody else might see her. Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
You got anything else?
It'd be the scent like the perfume.
Absolutely.
Get the seats. Hey, bro, go. Bro, come on, bro. Read.
Stick
on your mirror.
Read. Is this the 90s?
She need to see too far back. The real girl come at you like...
Come on, bro, read.
That's so crazy because I'm toxic like that. Because every time she go on lunch with her friends and I get in the seat change, who the hell
is in this seat,
nigga? God damn! Wait, measure that motherfucker. Yeah.
All right, speaking of Cam, Cam had some choice words this week. Stop with Cam Newton. I love Cam Newton because he's how he describe his style.
I don't even know where to begin. Let's just say it's him.
It's eclectic.
Spin it.
Country origin.
Right.
Anyways, he had this to say about men and women friendships. So, yeah. Let's start with him first.
Start with him? Cool.
Let's start with him first.
Crazy word. Right. I'm like, you should start with that.
Let's start with you.
Okay.
You think you're able to be platonic friends with women?
With women?
Yeah. Mm-mm. Attractive women.
There you go.
Fine women. Some fine shit. But that's just your friend, though. That's the hunger.
What that mean?
That's your homie. Like, you ain't trying to get at that? Like, she the homie. Shit. That's really like little sis for
her. Hey, but little sis can get crushed too. I'm just saying. What are we talking about here? Yes. Get crushed. Nigga. Murder.
What are you doing? Hey, Wayne, what'd y'all say?
It's murder. Murder.
You want to start with him. No, keep this going.
So,
please.
So you can't be just friends with.
For the benefit?
No, just friends, nigga. Like, y'all never touch, y'all never hold, y'all ain't hug, you know. It's always been the side track.
You know what's crazy, though? Like, you say that, though. But say, like, we just chilling, right? Just watching a movie or something. Mm-hmm.
Just you.
Okay, let's chill. Oh, some chill shit.
Yeah. Order some weed.
But at the same time, though,
Lil Wayne,
he throwing signs, though.
I'm saying, what if she's not throwing signs?
Well, shit, it's going to be cool then. But,
so you can be cool with...
I mean, I can, but I can't give no promises. I'm just saying,
so
bro.
So you can't.
That's what you say. I can't.
Depending on the atmosphere, I guess.
6-7, I guess. I'm different, bitch. I'm sorry. I can't help it. Because if she looking good,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, damn, my friend, you looking good. Oh, God.
She get up and walk that way and you just...
Hell yeah. Shit, nigga. Shit, I'll walk that way, too. That. Hell yeah.
Tight.
Walk that way, too.
Tight.
Shit, what you need help with, best friend? I got you.
My best friend. That's
best friend.
I got you.
That's my best friend. Go best friend. All right, Brian.
Yeah. You did? Hey.
My good brother,
man. You asked this man? That's crazy. You already know. They go business.
Ryan, can you be...
Get those down.
Can you be platonic friends with some fines?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's no problem, no issues. No, yeah. No temptations. No.
Yeah. You know why?
They were roughing that head.
I'm a boundary kind of guy.
I like that.
That's crazy.
I like See, that. I don't wear ugly friends. Right? Mm-hmm. So if I got a female friend, she's not going to be ugly.
Oh, okay. Female. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? She's not going to be ugly.
Hold on. You don't have no ugly male friends either?
Hey, bro.
What?
Like,
I'm asking a question.
Now, hold on.
I'm asking a question.
And we got,
I'm going to be quiet.
Now, we got a table here.
I'm going to be
got a whole line up. And we can put on that bitch. And I can tell you some names.
He said he got no ugly friends. Mm-hmm. I was just trying to clarify what he meant.
That's perfectly fine.
I don't have any ugly female friends.
Okay. Cool. Gotcha.
Switch up, brother.
So I got boundaries, you know what I'm saying? See, I can be friends with an attractive female. But see, what you're talking about, see, this is what I'm talking about. Like,
no, I'm just saying. I hear you, dude. I hear you.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, we ain't chilling in the house watching no movie. No, you can't be over here.
Oh, that's crazy word.
Hold on, tell me, that's crazy word. That's
no,
crazy
you word. Can't be.
That's crazy word. Nigga, everything, my dog.
I got you.
No,
I got you.
Hear me.
I got you.
Okay.
Hold on. Hear me. Let me ask you a question.
Hear me.
Type shit.
Let me ask you a question.
Type shit.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah, what's up?
Let's just put it out there. The people can see it. I'm not saying that you would find me attractive, but I'm not ugly. But I don't think that you would have a problem with me coming over and just watching a movie, just chilling.
Correct. Not an issue at all. You can take shoes off.
If you don't have no intentions of doing anything with this friend, because you don't see this friend in that light.
Oh, that's the issue. See, you talking about seeing somebody in light. If a female look good, she look good.
So your intentions can change based on how they look.
I can have zero intentions whatsoever. Temptation is temptation.
But the temptation ain't there because y'all both agreed on being platonic friends.
I did what?
So your answer is no,
hey,
too.
Can I ask you a question?
These niggas are saying yes and saying no.
No, baby, no, I said no. Let me ask you a question.
Because you said boundaries, right?
Oh, boundaries.
Okay, go ahead.
You're lying, bro. Okay, go ahead.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
You go apply for a job.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
You like interview.
Yeah.
They like you.
Yeah.
Put an offer on the table.
I did.
What's that offer to you? That offer tell you what?
They want to get to know me.
We want you.
They want to get to know you.
I really want to, man.
This sounds good to me, right?
I want to say you love me.
Hell yeah.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. What was the intention? Intention to keep there for a long time, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
If I fire you in 2 months.
Now, hold on.
Did my intentions change?
Yes.
What? My intentions were pure. I wanted you here.
Yeah.
I wanted you here.
You wouldn't hire me if you get. I feel like every company can see down the road in 2 months. Unless something drastically happens, I feel like we can see. A reason why we're hiring because it costs a lot to hire. I don't know if that was the best example. I get what you're saying, though. The intentions was, hey, I'm not trying to do nothing with this girl.
Correct.
But she came over here.
So I ain't going to put myself in a position where something can happen.
But hold on. But if there's boundaries set, then that shouldn't be a problem, though.
What happened to self-discipline?
So that's the discipline. I have a boundary.
What, is vital?
Is she fine? Well, she look good, though, Wayne.
Oh, my gosh.
So what like y'all answer is no.
Wayne, what you want me to do? She look good, what you want me
to do? What answer is no?
You know what I'm saying? Wayne, what you want me to do? What you want me to do?
Hey.
Control yourself, nigga.
Hold on.
Anyway, now she put that thing on you. What you gonna do?
Hold on. Wait.
You gonna put her off of you?
Hold on.
No, nigga.
What the fuck am I gonna do?
Nigga. Crash. Nigga. Shit.
What are you talking about,
bro? Pick your ass up. Go to the bed. Right now.
So, no.
No.
No. Avery.
It's no for you too.
Yeah,
it better be no.
Yeah, I can be.
It better be no.
I heard what you said.
I'm gonna check you.
See,
real quick.
He did it.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Anyways.
Hey.
You know?
It shouldn't be that hard to think about.
Can you be friend? Can you be platonic friends?
Yes, that's the question.
But she's bad. Yeah, I'm going to say...
She could be Lori Harvey bad. Like, what does that mean?
I'm not asking you. I'm asking him.
Sorry.
But she bad, though.
I'll be honest with you.
Paige Hurd, man. That's what,
ooh.
No, that don't matter. No, but that don't matter. No, but that don't matter.
I'm on your bumper now.
No, don't matter.
I'm on your bumper now.
Because that's your friend.
I'm on
your bumper now. That's your friend.
I'm on your bumper now.
This nigga know me.
I'm on your bumper now. I'm on your bumper.
But that's your friend.
So you, wait a minute.
No. See, because I'm thinking.
No,
you think
all the answers is no.
I'm thinking. No, because see, here's the thing, though.
Because if you come in my house and you put that thing on me.
If there are boundaries set.
I'm clapping.
You're saying that you're not even opening the door for her to even come in the house.
Oh, the door's going to be open for her.
See, I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
Oh, so now this nigga's still Sonic.
What you do? Where you at?
Where you at?
Oh, you got me. Don't say that. Oh, hey, boy. Sipping wine.
Boy.
With a room. It looks so good.
All right. We're going to talk about him in a second.
Don't do that.
I got to say, but we'll do it later.
I'm going to say yes, niggas.
Even Paige.
Paige not my friend. That don't count.
But what is
you would never be her friend, is what you're saying.
Nigga, like,
I'm going to say this. If that's my friend, because you said boundaries, I get that. Cool, I get that. If that boundary said.
There's a boundary set.
Why are you crossing it then?
If she crosses the boundary, then clearly, see her.
Then y'all would have friends.
Hold on, but why are you blaming on her?
Because I'm a man. That's what I'm supposed to do.
Hey.
But we ain't got to talk about that.
No, because women do that consent, though.
I'm just saying, bro.
It's up to them.
Is he sitting there motherfucking across to me or my left?
It's up to them.
She my friend, right? And I said, yo, I'm chilling. I'm living by myself.
Clapping, nigga.
I say, yo, we can be cool, but you can't come to my house and chill, because if you come to my house and chill, this might blur the lines a little bit.
But if that's not her intention, though.
If I say,
Ryan, I'm not trying to do anything with you.
Then don't come
on. Cool. I'm not trying to do anything with you.
I'm not with
Why
that.
Can't y'all kick it?
I'm not with that.
Because I set a boundary.
That's crazy. Bro.
Is the boundary
in public with her?
Sure.
Is the boundary?
Y'all can go to Topgolf.
Sure.
No problem.
Sure.
Y'all go to the bar.
Sure.
Just not the house.
But you're crazy.
What's the problem? You can take her in the bar bathroom if she wanted to, right?
Well,
what did I say? I got boundaries, right?
You're not answering my question.
I answered your question.
If y'all both at the bar and she just so happened, she get a little three shots in, that Julio make her a Julio, and she put that ass on her.
I'm cooling.
Then she put that ass on you.
I'm cooling.
She said, you know what? Come on, let's go in the bathroom.
I'm cooling.
So the house is where you draw the line? That's where you get your most freaky?
Yes. What?
Yes!
It holds no spin
there!
Yes! What the fuck are you talking about?
Hey! And this nigga lying too, bro. So I'm like,
you can think I'm lying.
The ass fell facing the pillow.
Man, what are you talking about?
That's not your friend then!
She came to my house! You're trying to crush her. Wait.
If that's in the very beginning, before y'all even talk, you looked at her and said, she's fine. I will never invite her to my house. Because she come to my house, I'm going to put her face in our pillows. That is not your friend.
Wait, you had no intentions
on her being your friend.
Wait.
You was just waiting on the opportunity.
No, actually, she was. I bound you to say, I don't want this opportunity. But if you pull up, you want the opportunity. Then you walked into my space. What you want me to do? I told you not to be here.
You're in my bubble now.
I told you not to come here.
I told you
you're in my bubble.
I can't control myself.
You're in my bubble.
I can control myself at Dave and Buster's. I can control myself at my house.
For sure. For sure.
That's not your friend, dog.
That's not your friend, dog.
That's not your friend, dog.
Hey, Wayne.
I'm just saying, bro.
That don't sound like a friend.
Why is that not my friend?
It don't sound like a friend.
Why?
Because if that boundary is set, that boundary should be set everywhere you go.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. That's how I'm looking at her everywhere. The same way I look at her at the bars, the same way I'll look at her at Dave & Buster's, the same way I'll look at her if we went to the beach somewhere, the same way I'll look at her if we, wherever.
I love the answer you're giving, but he's lying. And that's
okay. How am I lying?
That's okay.
How?
That's okay.
How?
Because Wayne, we're men.
You're changing Wayne, your vision.
Hey, Wayne.
It went from 2040 to 2020. You got real clear when she pulled up to the house.
We're men.
Hey, now you're seeing all the curves.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
Now the road is lit.
You ever go down? You ever go downtown? Question,
but I can't.
Why?
And you meet you. She.
Bro, you see how it worked, right?
You ask him.
You take.
You can ask him. She ain't here.
Crib.
Bruh.
She looking good. You wake
up. He gonna get in trouble, bro.
Hold on.
He got a question.
Hold on. I got a question for both of y'all. Do y'all have female friends right now?
Yes.
Did it?
Yes. I have a female friend right now.
So how is that still your friend though? If she came to the house right now,
because I wouldn't clap her.
Why?
Me personally,
mm-hmm.
I can only speak for me.
Mm-hmm.
Me personally, I've known her too long.
So it matters how long you've known her.
You're asking me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Like, so she can't be a new friend and come to the house. That's not your friend. That's a what? Potential crush that you just ain't had the opportunity to hop down on.
So
that's it. That's not your friend.
Do you have ugly female friends?
Do I have ugly female friends?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Why not?
I don't think I attract anybody ugly in my life.
Nobody.
Stop, man.
What are you? Hey, man. I didn't say that.
You want to?
I didn't say that. No. I'm not going down that road right now.
Oh,
no,
my
God. I'm not doing it.
Hey, God.
I'm not doing it.
Shout out my nigga. Bro. Dead homies, bro. Dead homies. All right. I'm gonna get my nigga Jeep. I miss my.
Oh, boy.
No, I don't think I attract anybody ugly for real. So, once I put you in that box, you're in that box.
Wait a second. So I can't put a boundary on somebody.
I don't think that's a boundary for real. I think that's a boundary on a person that is not your friend.
Save the date.
So I can't put a boundary on my friend?
I don't think that's your associate that you could crack.
So I can never put a boundary on my friend?
Associate you could crack.
So I couldn't put a boundary on my friend?
A-Y-C-C.
Is that boundary only there because, like...
No. A-Y-C-C.
So I can't put a boundary on my friend?
A-Y.
No, I'm with you.
C-C.
But I can't put a boundary on my friend?
A-Y.
Okay.
C-C.
Okay. Hell yeah.
So you saying yes?
I'm saying yes.
How?
And you would not get friends on my page, her. So that.
Oh yeah. My God!
That shit don't matter who it is.
No, you would tell her like we just can't be friends.
Yes, excuse me.
If that's my
excuse me,
friend.
Excuse me.
Bullshit.
One more time.
Excuse me.
Excuse me. Why you knee touching me? Excuse me.
Ew.
Ew. Excuse me.
Get your knee off me.
That's what you gonna do?
I'm not going to do that.
If that's my friend, I'm going to
respect that. How could you say, well, if you come to my house and you know what's going on? First of all,
put your feet on your lap and all
that. Hold on. How you know that she wants you, though?
Look at this ego.
Look at this ego.
But see, I'm with you.
But I'm just saying,
look at the ego. Look at the ego.
Is he doing that?
I'm just saying, you say that, you're like, well, you do it. I don't mean nothing by it. But wait, now you lost your friend. She pulled up. What do you mean you don't mean nothing by it?
She wasn't trying to show off the ass.
So, Avery, if I set a boundary and she breaks
it,
why is that?
Why are you doing that?
Okay, clarify, break the boundary.
If I say, yo, we can kick it outside.
Mm-hmm.
We can do all
that. That's not your friend.
But you can't come to my house.
But what's breaking the boundary, though?
Like, if she's coming to my house.
So her coming to your house means that she won't.
The D.
Yes. If I make it a point.
Yes.
That if you come to my house to sit here and try to chill and watch movies with me, you getting fucked. If you come to my house, Nigga, that's not at all.
But we can go to a hotel room and nothing can happen.
And I guarantee, I guarantee you this.
And we can play Uno. We can play Uno right there in the hotel room. Nothing gonna happen.
You asked me a question. I said a
boundary.
The boundary starts at the house. Not the Holiday Inn.
If that's the boundary that I said.
Man, you can catch a vibe somewhere, bro.
Nigga,
it don't matter where you
he's at. Lying.
You can catch a vibe.
He's lying.
You can catch a vibe.
He's lying out his pearly white teeth. He's lying.
You got nice teeth? Nah, not really.
Oh my gosh. Anyways.
He's lying. This nigga being honest. He just licked it up. He just leave it.
Bro, cause I know what's going to happen.
You fine, and you tooted. I'm
but I don't know. If you go to my crib, we chilling.
Why is
she not going to stay on the other side of the fucking couch? She's going to be real close to my ass.
She don't have to be at your crib.
But wait, let me ask a question.
She going to be on my crib.
Wait,
but she don't have to be.
Maybe I don't understand. Maybe
you could be at her crib and you'll crush.
Why if...
Well, she wanted it.
If I could, why could that not be my friend's
thing? How do you know you could, though?
No.
How do you know?
Answer this question.
I'm just asking a question.
No, mm-hmm. Answer this question. She could be your friend. That don't make it platonic anymore.
Why?
Do you know what platonic means?
Just because I have the ability to do something doesn't mean that it's not platonic.
What are you doing?
You know what I'm doing.
He's
stop,
on
bro.
He's trying to get to a dictionary. That's what he's trying to do.
He's not doing that.
So he can be platonic friends with any female.
Yes, and I'm
platonic means a relationship that is close and affectionate, but not sexual or romantic. Most commonly, it's described as a friendship where two people care about each other deeply. There's no physical or romantic involvement.
So well, what they fucking do?
So they're gonna get in my bed.
She wasn't trying to get in your bed. She went over there to watch a movie.
You fucked up. You shouldn't have came over. You fucked up. You shouldn't have
came over. They still gonna break that code, bro.
And she don't have to be in your bed. You said she walked across that door frame of your house.
Yeah,
it can happen on the couch. It can happen on the island in the kitchen.
I mean, sometimes in the kitchen, you be a little horny, you know what I'm saying? You bend over real quick.
No, I've seen two people get on your stove before. Oh.
Man, that shit was getting... Never mind. It is...
This is getting dead. The fuck is it? I tell you that. I tell you that.
I see you. God.
Oh my God. Hey, that was a nice one. Man.
Hey.
Niggas was talking for 10 minutes. 10.
Yeah.
Man.
Anyway.
We went to Walmart.
Anyway. Oh, God, bro. They right there on the... But I didn't know
what the fuck. I didn't know what the fuck was going on.
I thought I was interrupted.
I ain't gonna lie.
We said y'all trying to get over
straight,
chili right here.
Straight ass prints on your dick. I was mad as hell.
I couldn't clean that shit up for you, oven cleaner, stainless steel cleaner.
Just
cheese. Oh my God, bro.
Alright, so two niggas say no, two niggas say yes.
I don't know about him, though.
So you don't believe
him? No. I'm going to tell you why. If you meet, matter of fact, I'm going to use what Cam said. Cam said that any woman that he sees attractive, he's eventually going to try, right? Now think about his co-host. How could she feel? I want to be around him now. Because I don't want him. Now I'm going to feel weird. Because I know what he wants.
Leave the Cam situation.
Or he don't find her attractive.
He's talking about you.
Cool.
So you the same way?
No.
Because he just said even if he find her attractive, he still doesn't.
If I find her attractive, that don't mean that I just want to necessarily go ahead and, yeah, come on back to my crib. But I don't have
just,
to do that.
But y'all just told me.
Uh-huh.
Y'all told me that if I find her attractive and I think that I can, that means that's not my
so
fucking friend.
So can you only be friends with women that are ugly?
No.
He don't want to be friends with women that are ugly.
Man, I'm getting What did I just say? What was the start of my argument? No, I don't have ugly female friends. I already said that.
Why not?
I asked that. Why would I want to be around ugly people?
She might be cool.
I don't give a fuck how cool she is.
I don't know why I got one on goddamn
screen around ugly people with cool personalities.
I don't give a fuck. They ain't around me.
Stop, bro.
You thought I was really talking about somebody that would him. I swear to God.
Let me see
with me. That's crazy, though.
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
So every fine woman you meet, can't be friends with.
Ain't no way in hell.
Or every woman you deem attractive, you can't be friends with.
No.
And I would have never done it.
I was never. Do you know what happened to you? Hey.
I don't know, bro. But I'm also, see, I'm talking from a perspective of a, well, the way that I'm speaking is from a perspective of
I'm not a single man.
So
She'll die.
Face on, folks. What is you doing?
She'll die.
You want to get tracked.
Oh, okay. I'm just going to have to call. Fire!
Quit.
Ryan said, I told you not to come up with a different boundary.
Yep, she told you.
I didn't want you to die.
She don't fuck with you. You don't know what you want to do.
We wasn't trying to flip you. She's going to kill you.
You got female friends right now?
Of course.
Really?
Platonic friends?
Of course.
Like they can come to your crib right now?
If I said or tried anything, if they came to my crib right to now. Chill, cool. If I tried something, they wouldn't be my friend no more. They exist.
So, like, hypothetically,
but I got you.
Hypothetically speaking, what you doing?
Nothing.
I heard the Grammys on. Yeah, I'm finna watch them. Oh, okay, I'm gonna come pull up. Is that cool?
Cool.
She pulls up.
See, lost me that quick.
You already lost the battle.
She walk in looking.
Fucking no.
Like, why?
You crushing, nigga.
But what Drake say? Hair tied.
Sweatpants.
Chilling with no makeup. That's when you're the.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you're the pretty.
I'm telling you,
she pulled up looking like that.
Mm-hmm.
Baby hairs. Messy bun.
As a single man? Stop it.
But this is your friend, Ryan.
Stop it.
This is your friend. And you just said.
The motherfucker lame.
Of years.
It's lame with the baby hell.
You just said your friend of years, you would not do it.
But you saying that we can sit here and watch this terrible performance by Sabrina Carpenter and nothing's going to happen.
Boom budge.
Nothing's going to happen.
Well,
nothing is jumping.
That's fine.
Wait. What the fuck? This shit lame.
This shit lame. So
lame the fuck. What
you
trying to do?
The fuck
are
we going to do?
What you trying to do?
And you talk like toxicness no more.
Stop reminiscing. Sorry, my fault. I'm bad.
We don't go down memory lane often.
But you don't. But you sitting there, you just.
What did you just say?
Hell yeah.
About your friend.
Hell yeah.
You said you've known him for years.
I still is.
But that was
going to know, bro. That's a lie, bro.
And I heard what you said.
But you didn't tell me that.
He's true. Lying. I'm telling you something different.
What you telling me?
That's my friend.
He's not playing safe.
Who?
You.
What I got to play safe for? What I'm scared of?
Why you tapping so hard?
Yeah.
You right.
You nervous.
About what?
Hey, bro.
Hey, wait.
Make your peace.
Look, he gonna say something.
See, you think. All right.
Track his ass.
Jordan.
Yes, sir.
Same scenario.
You're doing a lot of this when the female come to you.
I'm chilling.
This.
You chilling.
I done did it before. I'm chilling.
I've done it before.
Once I look at you in that light, you know my rule. I said the same rule I said around y'all. Once you even bring a girl around, I give your girl that one look, and then in my brain, it's a switch. That is sis to me. And it don't go back. Never. Even if she tried me, and I've been tried before by platonic friends. She didn't really want to be platonic. Nigga, I didn't know that she didn't want to be platonic. Mm-hmm.
But I tried that little scenario. That didn't work for me. Because
you weak.
No, she was on me. That's why it didn't work. It didn't work.
Because you're weak.
Cousin ain't weak.
Oh, you ain't go weak in
it. He called
him
weak.
He did.
He ain't go weak in
it. He
does.
He said
he was
weak.
He does. Yeah, nah, ain't no problem for me.
I can do that though.
No, you can't.
No, yes, I can.
No, you can't.
If y'all bring a female around me and I'm like, oh, okay.
I can look
over there and be like, okay,
but cool. That's the same ideology I used though.
I'm just saying,
if I met a girl, I would like congratulate you. That's my platonic friend. Like,
it's not the same to me. But that's just me.
I'll congratulate you.
A platonic friend is a platonic friend.
You've done that.
But that's what he's supposed to do.
Yeah.
Yes,
I did that. What happened after that?
You definitely did.
Hey, stop.
What?
Stop. Stop, nigga. All right, we'll be right back after these commercials.
We sure will.
You are listening to the Pull from the Jar podcast, your number one source for opinionated, non-factual, entertaining, and hilarious takes. New episode every Thursday.
If y'all give me just a second.
I'm just saying.
Don't feel judged, bro. This is safe space. Very safe space. I want to do this new segment, and we're going to allow everyone to give their turn at this new segment, but I'm going to go first. New segment is Let Me Rant. Now, there's no time frame on the rant. You can do it for however long you want to rant. But I'm going to go on a little rant because of today. I've just been really triggered, really bothered from what I've been seeing on social media, what I've been seeing just out in the world. So I feel like it's my obligation to use my platform to address some things or people, for that matter. First one up. Jelly Roll. Why are you laughing? Did you know what I'm finna say?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. I watched the Grammys. I watched the Grammys. I watched a little bit of the pre-Grammys. I watched even a little bit of the red carpet. Jelly Roll, I watched a little bit of red carpet. You can do all that lying to the new found fame success of these people that don't know who you are and where you come from. You talking to four individuals that is from Antioch, Tennessee, or has lived in Antioch, Tennessee at one point, and has been around the streets and highways and byways of Antioch, Tennessee. Let me give you a fun fact.
Mm-hmm.
In Nashville, mm-hmm. Tennessee, 615. Mm-hmm. Antioch, Southern District section, is the most diverse.
The most. Mm-hmm.
The most diverse section of all of Middle Tennessee.
Yep.
The most diverse. That means everybody's there. White, Black, Hispanic, Asian, Middle Eastern, Pacific, Native American.
Everybody's
there.
It's a mosque in Antioch.
It's literally everybody. It's a mosque. Go two blocks over, that's a Baptist church. Go two more blocks over, that's a Catholic Pentecost church. Go two more over, that's a some big old thing with a gate around it. I don't know what they're doing there. But it's always cars there at all times of the night. 24 hours. It's almost like a 7-Eleven. Don't understand it. Whatever. I'll judge. It's not my business. It ain't my business.
They do what they do.
Yeah. Hey. It ain't my business. Walmart closed before them. Anyway, they ain't my business. That's not my business. This is what my business is. Jelly Roll, we know you. Now, you can tell them people that, hey, man, I just got a phone 18 months ago. Or I didn't have a phone in 18 months. I just got a phone 4 months ago. Mm-hmm. And I've been so disconnected. I don't know what's going on in this world. I don't know nothing. Listen, I'm just a country boy from a drug-infested family, a drug-stricken family where we only knew about chaos in our household.
Because he's a dumb redneck.
I didn't even know. I'm just a dumb redneck. I didn't even know politics existed until I was in my 20s.
20 years ago.
Hey, Jelly Roll, you can lie to all of them who don't know you. But there's videos on YouTube. Let me tell you why. My barber, who stays in Antioch, who's from South Nashville, still play him while I'm over there. Ask me why. I don't know why he play him. I ain't asked for it. But he still play videos with you in them. You with the cornrows and the long chain with the big white teeth. Throwing up the brakes. Because we know that you GD. So that means if you are a gangster disciple, sell folks to the world, right? If you're a gangster disciple, then you would know something about growth and development. Mm. If you know something about growth and development, then you know the Black plot in the plot that's against the black plot. Mm. You would know that there's other struggles out here besides being a dumb redneck. Correct? You gonna lie to me, being from Antioch, Tennessee, that you only know being a dumb redneck. Like, there's only dumb rednecks in Antioch, Tennessee.
Not even close.
You gonna lie to me? Mm-hmm. Who spent 16, 17 years in Antioch? Who graduated from Antioch High School? 2012. You gonna lie to me? You gonna lie to my face? No, you gonna lie to your listenership. That's why you got on there when you won that album. Which, congratulations, by the way, for winning the Grammy. Mm-hmm. You gonna talk about everybody needs Jesus. Everybody needs Jesus. Jesus is real. Everybody needs Jesus. And then you said on your red carpet, people are gonna know how I feel in about a week or two. I'm gonna let it know loud and clear. Yeah, you didn't want to say it right then because you know what it is. You don't want to lose your audience. Because you know your audience don't align with where you come from. Because where you come from is really how you feel. Where you come from is really where your morals and your integrity is based at. Because Antioch is not the place to be a dumb redneck. You don't fit in. You stick out like a sore thumb. Mm-hmm. And when you go back to the YouTube videos that I was referring to, it looks like you was fitting in, my good brother. Looked like you was getting along pretty well. From now on, because of just of what I seen today on Twitter, it ain't just Jelly Roll. It's Sage Steele. I'm sorry.
Well, get ready to do that.
I'm sorry.
Every year.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Say still, you worked at ESPN at the same time that they was telling LeBron to shut up and dribble. Mm-hmm. You had a problem with that. Mm-hmm. Quote unquote. Now you turned around because you're not on ESPN. Now you're on Fox. And now you're what they call sucking. Mm-hmm. Doing a little jive. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A little one, two.
Yeah.
If you will. You're doing it for the master. Because you got a white man that you're married to. And before that, you were divorced by a white man. So somehow you're in love with the pink. Don't know how. Oh, God. That's cool, though. Listen, telling Billie Eilish to shut up and sing.
Crazy work.
Because you are confused about who you are and where you from and how them white masters that you sucking and jiving for would do you if you was in the 1800s. How they would treat you. If you was in the 1800s, you think that you'll be in the house making lemonade? I think that, like, we're a little lost. So from now on, I think the requirement should be, as a society, let's not do segregation. Mm-hmm. We ain't got to do segregation. Let's just call it pick a side. From now on, you got to pick a side. There's no more blurring the lines. There's no more gray area. There's no more, hey, I'm not this, but I'm this. Or I'm not this, but I agree with this. Nah, G. Because there's no way that you could call yourself a MAGA or a Trump supporter and you're okay with what's going on right now. There's no way in the world. There's no way in the world you can turn on your TV and say, I'm okay with those guys up in Minnesota saying, hey, you don't look like me. Show me that you belong here. Hey, you ain't got the same last name as me. Mm-hmm. Prove that you live where you say you live at. There's no way in the world you could be okay with that. Because you don't like that Billie Eilish just sprinkled in some truth. She didn't even go hard. She just gave you some truth.
It's just a little one, too.
You can't be illegal. When you came over here and committed genocide. See, I hate the fact that, like, we try to pick and choose what we want to believe in our American history. Mm-hmm. We don't want to believe that slavery was just that bad, or critical race theory is necessary. Mm-hmm. But we want to believe the bull story of Thanksgiving. We want to believe the bull story of Christopher Columbus. Newsflash, hey, do your research real quick. Ask yourself, what language did Christopher Columbus speak? It wasn't English.
You want to know something else? Do you know he never stepped foot on this land? Ever? Did you know that? That nigga didn't put a toe on this land. We got a whole day here. Ain't
hey,
that something?
Hey, we, we saved everything that we could under the sun for our American history. We ain't got no proof of the Mayflower. Nowhere.
What about the Santa Maria?
Y'all want us to believe. Y'all want us to believe. That y'all in control, y'all running things, and we gotta get down the lay down, like this state property or something. They beans. That's what it is. Ice moving like they beans or something.
Try to.
This is not a threat. I promise you, I'm not threatening nobody, because we I can speak for them, because these are my brothers and we all have a conversation and we're on the same page. We're not looking for any problems. We actually like to go do our work, enjoy our time with our friends and family, and go home. Enjoy what we call the American lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Don't ever for your second think that that's going to be okay in Antioch, Tennessee, Jelly Roll, Nashville, Tennessee, Sage Steel, anywhere around us in Tennessee. Mr. Trump, that would never be okay. We come from where niggas is not. I see what it is, though. Like, Democrats is red and blue. Because they instilled that in us. Yep. But they said it was bad for us, but they do it. Because we call it Crip and Blood. But they don't know what Crip mean. They don't really talk about how what that C really stands for.
Mm-hmm. Community, ain't it?
Huh?
No, I thought that's what it
meant. What it stand for?
Community, right?
See, they don't want to talk about like why we form certain things in our communities. It wasn't because we just hated each other and we wanted to go against each other so bad. The Black Panther Party was not started because we just really just wanted to take down the white man. Jelly Roll, the Black Gangster Disciples, headed by Larry Hoover and Jeff Ford, was not started just so they could just run the streets of Chicago and call it Chi-Raq and drill a noise. I'll tell you why it started. It started because this is not the first time y'all tried this bullshit. And guess what we did? We came together in masses and droves, and we stood together because we as a community know how to stand up for what we believe in. That's not gonna fly, dog. It's not. And just like he was talking about earlier, if you want to support that, that's fine. Don't be quiet about it. Let it be known. Just like all those artists at the Grammy that had the iced out pen on them, put ice in on your chest. Let me see it. Tap MAGA right here on your arm so we can see it. We need to know the distinctive difference of who wants what in this country. Let's draw the line. It's no more blurry. It's no more. Like, let's stop that. We don't all have to get along. Let's stop telling these lies. We don't have to get along. We don't have to. If you don't think that I belong here or I shouldn't have a say here, let me know. Put it out there on the forefront so we all can see it. And whatever happens next is what happens next. I'm just so sick and tired of people wanting to play in our face like we haven't lived this before. We've lived this before. And we tied. And this ain't the 40s. Please don't think that you're going to ride up with your horses and your hoods on. It ain't going to be that. It's not. I'm sorry.
You sorry.
I think I went over time.
How long do you think that was?
I don't know. And I even talk about how, okay, quick sidebar to that rant. Mm-hmm. I hope y'all enjoyed my rant that need to be said. Whoever Bruno Mars owes money to, they need to be investigated. Because they got that boy out there looking like he just, like, in the hole for, like, $30 million.
Wasn't there, like, a $50 million?
Hey, bro. Huh? That boy out there on that stage looking like they put the gun to his head right before he went out there on stage and said, you better go dance and make these white people smile. How many times can you be from the 70s? Ryan, it's 2026.
You sure?
How many times can you do the 70s look, Wayne?
Shit gotta end eventually, huh?
Crazy, bro.
Whoever's on that nigga neck, please just give him some time. Golly.
That man's stressing, too.
And Haley Bieber.
Huh? Oh, God. Now.
Get away from that boy. Get the hell away from that boy. Because whatever you're doing at home is taking effect on him. Yukon is a beautiful song. It's not meant to be dark with one spotlight with a nigga playing guitar and drums with his feet in his drawers.
Yep.
Yukon. That's not a sad song. He actually popping shit. He like trying to get at a shorty like. He's like, hey, come hop in, you know what I'm saying? We can.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you do that type of performance unless it something at home ain't right? Why are you laughing? I'm being dead serious. I'm concerned for him.
What makes you say that?
That ain't the same, Justin.
You sure ain't.
Ryan, I'm off.
Hey, bro, I've been worried.
What happened to pizzas in Georgia?
I've been worried about beeps for a long time, bro.
That's crazy.
Right.
I know you love me. I know you should. Hey, we ain't got that done no more. I don't know what's going on.
I ain't talking about the Grammys no more. Hey. Post Malone, you. Oh, my
you
God.
About 3, 4, 5, 6 years late on that.
No, I'm not. But it needs to be.
Oh, God. He looks sick.
You know what made me mad? That. Someone posted White Iverson the other day, yeah. Like reposted it on Twitter. You seen it going around?
Yeah, because they said it's been 11 years since he came out with it. But, and it's crazy to look back at a time.
Like, hey, bro.
That is crazy.
This nigga really had braids in the grill.
And a white tee.
In a Rolls Royce. Talking about he's the White Iverson.
Yeah.
Now he's on the Grammys singing War Pigs. One more thing, Ryan. And then we're going to go straight into the tweet.
Congratulations, too, though.
Don't do it.
Oh, my God.
Don't do it. Black people. First of all, I don't even know why we call ourselves black people. We not black. But that's another here nor there. We ain't got to do it. Me and Ryan going to take care of that on the conspiracy pod. Don't worry about it.
Summer 2026.
We'll let you know why we define ourselves by color. Or who defines us by color, and why the names of the colors changed.
Please take 3 hours out of your time, because it'll be worth it.
Anyways, black people, quit being so forgiving and welcoming. That's been our downfall forever. That's how they got over here. Oh, right. They thought that really 50,000 came on the ship. And
come on.
All right,
man.
Quit being so welcoming. Not everybody means us well. If you ain't take anything from Sinners, first of all, shout out to Sinners for being nominated 16 times at the Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Coogler, Michael B., congratulations.
Congrats.
Absolutely. Del Roy, congratulations. If that movie didn't teach you anything, it should have taught you quit welcoming people in. They don't mean you're good.
Yeah.
They don't mean you're good. They can give you all the praise in the world. I like that record. Oh, you got so much talent. Oh, you do so good. They don't mean you well. Don't let everybody in. And stick together. We're not the enemy. We are not the enemy. There's a bigger enemy. Go ahead.
You know, so crazy you bring up black folks, or not black folks, whatever. But,
go ahead so I can talk bad to her stupid ass.
Her? Well, you can, I'm gonna talk about him and you can talk about
him. All right, cool.
But
him ain't surprised.
No. It's just, yeah. I have two tweets, but it's by the same guy, and it's in response to something that, did y'all see?
It comes from truth.
Did y'all see what Trump posted that they said he didn't post, but even though he did post it, it was...
He really, left it up for 9 hours.
No, 12.
Oh, damn.
Mm-hmm. It was a joke that didn't have the full context, but it really wasn't a joke because a staffer got his phone and then they posted it. It wasn't Trump, but then Trump said, yeah, I seen it, but I didn't watch the whole thing and I posted it anyway. Everybody else said it was okay. Hey, whatever. They lied. We know that.
It was clear. It's like war codes.
This administration is just so... You right,
39 of them was in the files.
Mm-hmm.
39.
Mm-hmm.
39.
Yeah, there was a whole lot of stuff in there.
39 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
In said video, the video was initially showing how there was voter fraud back in 2020. Why we still doing this is 6 years later. Anyway, whatever. At the tail end of that video...
The one that they stole. Oh,
okay. That's...
I got you.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I got you.
At the end of that video, there is a short section that shows Barack and Michelle as two gorillas. The initial response, obviously, is racist because putting black people on monkeys... I don't need to explain that. Y'all know it's racist. But anyway. So... The immediate response, Black MAGA, y'all have got to, y'all finna have some hard choices this year because it's not looking good.
Yeah.
Anywho, one response was by somebody named Terrence K. Williams, who is the coonest of coons that I have seen in a long time.
McDonald's. Hamburger.
KFC.
So... Initially, he said, and I quote, fake news alert. Trump didn't post this monkey video of the Obamas. Lying Democrats. It's not on his page. Fake screenshot. Not even a few minutes later. Keep in mind, he just said that, right? It's fake. Mm-hmm. Democrats made it up. He's lying. Correct. Fake screenshot. Not on his page.
Yeah, of course.
Well, this nigga goes and sees it's on his page. And guess what? He tweeted again.
Got deflect on one.
And I quote, it's not racist. I stand with Trump. As a black man, I'm not offended by this at all. It's a hilarious video of white and black Democrats in the jungle. Watch the video on his Truth Social post.
Oh, it's so funny. It's so funny to see us on monkeys, huh? It's hilarious to me.
Hey, I'll cut the shit out of
here. Hey, bro. Real quick. In 2024,
mm-hmm.
It was about 340 million people. Out of those 340 million people, about 156 to 158 million casted ballots in the 2024 presidential election. Makes it one of the highest turnout totals ever in U.S. history. 77 million people voted for that man. 77 million people voted for that man. nothing needs to be said. It's a silence. Nothing needs to be said for real. 77 million people chose this.
Mm-hmm.
What you are getting, what you are receiving, is what you chose.
Mm-hmm.
When you vote for your primaries in your local elections, that's what you're choosing. Now, you want to lie to me and say, I'm not choosing him, I'm choosing Republican because I'm a conservative Christian. When in the world, maybe it's a different version.
Oh, it's definitely a different version.
I'm a PK.
As we know.
I've been around the Bible a lot. Seen a lot of different versions of the Bible. I don't remember reading where Jesus called people monkeys or any of Jesus' followers calling people monkeys and it was okay. It was a joke. I've never heard Jesus say, grab them by the pussy and it was okay. I've never heard Jesus say, hey, she shouldn't have been out there. They were doing their job. You're a Christian, though. Christian means to be Christ-like. All right. On that conspiracy, the next episode that we're going to do, we're going to talk about how the Christians weaponize Christianity to take up September is going to be a great month. Please come get educated. Anime of the week.
Hey, real quick.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Real fast.
Yes, sir.
I'll be real fast, guys. Hey, people out there, that's great. Hey, I've seen what's happened in Minnesota. That's terrible. You know what I have an issue with?
Talk.
And I have a big issue with this. And I've had a big issue with this for a long time. You know, I love when white people rally to help us.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because honestly, we need the support of everybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
We
can't do
it. They got to use their white privilege.
Hey, white people. It shouldn't take this shit happening to y'all for y'all to support somebody else.
Oh, you mean like Andrew Schultz?
Message!
Hey, RIP to Alex. Hey, I watched the video. I seen what happened. Those ICE agents completely in the wrong. I understand. I understand the outrage from the white people. I do.
Mm-hmm.
But tell them why you understand it.
Every part of it.
But tell them why you're
saying it. We go through this shit.
Tell them why.
Every day. Every month. Every year. You know
Freddie,
whose name?
Freddie Gray.
You know whose name I haven't heard?
Steve Rice.
I've heard a lot about Keith Porter.
Sure haven't. Keith Porter.
Breonna Taylor.
Why is Keith Porter getting forgotten?
I don't know. Like, I don't have the slightest bit.
Hey, white people, hey.
We didn't come from the mountains.
A lot of us didn't ask to be here. We ain't got much of a problem with y'all. But for some reason, no matter what we do, y'all got a problem with us. And honestly,
I know why.
Oh, I know why.
I think we all know why.
I can tell you why. No, I can't do that.
Not on this one.
No, I can't do that.
Not on this one.
Hey, gotta try.
But to the people out there, hey, how you doing? I'm Ryan. I'm just a small town guy from a small little city in Tennessee. If you're seeing what's happening right now, please don't wait for it to happen to you for you to say something.
Mm.
If the shit looks wrong over there, it's going to look just as wrong when it gets right here.
It's going to feel 10 times worse.
Y'all might forget this shit that happens over there. But the people that don't forget are the people that go through that shit. So if you see that shit happening and you really think it's a problem, say something today. And if you don't think it's a problem, shut the fuck up. Don't have an opinion. Because your opinion is useless.
And stay the fuck away. Take your ass home.
My anime of the week is called 86. I've talked about it before. Mm-hmm. If you've never seen it before, it's one of the best animes out there. And the reason why I think so is because it teaches you just exactly what's happening right the fuck right now.
Mm.
Y'all look a certain way, so we gonna put y'all over here.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all need us to fix those problems over there. Don't ask for my help now. You put me over here. You don't want me over here. That's my anime. And if I rant how I really want to rant, boy, this pot will never end.
Oh, let's make it quick. 10 minutes. Hey, do your thing. What you sipping on?
Ooh-wee. I love y'all, boy. Hey, got to do your thing.
Hey, you know what's crazy, though? We've been sitting on this for at least a month and a half now.
At least.
Mm-hmm. We really been sitting like, we could have, like...
I could have popped off a long time ago. I still can.
But that saying, like, certain things just trigger you.
It's just...
Like, the Jelly Roll triggered me.
I'm with you on that.
Because you from where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know your big homie. I know your big homie. I met your big homie. And the niggas that you've been around with. I was really outside, dog.
You know what's crazy?
All right, bro. Niggas gonna let me.
One of the big homies is my pop. Yeah. For the wind down with your boy cousin, J-Ro, bitch ass nigga. We got the apostate
read. Well, he ain't hit. Tell the truth. Just tell the truth.
Him?
Real quick,
no, my beautiful wife, Dorothy, you've been there ever since for the day one.
He said he wasn't like really into politics because he ain't know. But the nigga was just the keynote speaker at the. Come on, man. Come on, bro.
Avery, I was 7 years old. He came to my house to get some shit off of Pops. Nigga, I know.
We know you, dog. We know you, dog.
I see him plenty of times.
You can't lie to me. You wasn't around, nigga, saying that you was a dumb redneck.
At all.
Nope.
At all.
Nope.
You wasn't around niggas saying you was a dumb redneck.
Come on, bro. You pulled up in the...
He was in that little white bit. Anyway.
All right.
Go ahead, Wayne.
What we sipping on? My fault. We got that.
We got that Pothic Red, you know.
Okay.
13.7% alcohol.
Ooh.
If you really want to get fucked up, throw up. Whatever the fuck you want to do, it don't matter. Because your girl going to be there to love you at the end of the day. You feel me?
Oh, God.
So, unless she's platonic.
You going to invite your friend over for a cup of
wine? Nah.
Great callback. Great callback.
What? Hey, yes, you do.
Which, really, you shouldn't be sipping wine with her at your house. You should go to the bar and sip the wine.
Really, she shouldn't be in my house.
Cross no boundaries.
Well, if she didn't get she's in the game. She came in. She crossed the boundary. At this point, let's get fucked up.
Yes, you
get ready.
Hey, Jordan, so song of the week.
Song
of the week.
And the nigga pulled up in the box shed with
come on, poles. Gang, you can't talk it. I know.
Hey, you got a song of the week.
Alright, shout out to a highlight of the Grammys. First of all, a lot of the people I wanted to win, we was right, we predicted something, you tweeted it and you said, yeah, darling, he's such a darling,
Ryan said it. There it is.
Hey, he's such a darling, but...
However,
somebody that I knew deserved it, really earned it, and I'm glad she got it.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the great Olivia Dean.
Mm-hmm.
what a year. What a couple of years. I'm glad you're finally getting the recognition that you deserve. The album that you dropped this year was amazing. And I know that she's going to continue to just...
She's going to be one of them.
You can hear it, though. You can hear it, bro. Song of the Week comes from her project. Congratulations on winning Best New Artist. This song is called Something in Between. Fire record. Fire. If you haven't listened to The Art of Loving, I promise you, it's... And it's not a pop album. I don't know why I call it a pop album on here. It's not a pop album. That is R&B. That is rhythm. That's rhythm.
That is for your soul.
And blues.
Hey.
Shout out to Olivia, dude.
That flavor.
And if you're listening to this right now, that means that you have the options of adding some good playlists to your catalogs. One of them is For All the Lovers, done by this man, curated by this man right here. AppleMusic.com/AveryMaze For All the Lovers, out right now. Then bring the camera back to me. Yeah, that's me. Something for Your Soul, Volume 28, right in time for the Lovers special. And if y'all nice to me, if y'all nice to me this week, I might give y'all a bedroom playlist.
Uh-oh.
And
this ain't the song of the week, but I want to shout out. I wouldn't.
Ain't that right?
Not that I wouldn't. Going to listen, but because somebody sent me a song, I had to go and listen. Shout out to DaBaby. He got a good project. Be More Grateful is a good project.
Yeah, I listened to some of them.
Yeah, no, that's a good project.
Now he,
I ain't gonna hold you.
Yeah, no,
but I will.
I didn't have no plans to.
Yeah, but I will.
But once she sent me one record, I'm like, okay. And then I just listened to.
Was it the Uncle Luke inspired record? It's a bop. You know what I said? When it get hot outside, it's gonna be playing.
I like the baby. She sent me the baby daddy record. That record is
all right.
Yeah,
I'll peep it on Monday.
Yeah. I think she was trying to throw me hints too. Then.
She might be. That ain't your friend though. Well,
it's
your friend.
No, it's his best friend.
Loving and friend.
Yeah, it's his best friend.
Tell me again.
But they're not platonic.
They're definitely not platonic. Oh,
no. Nowhere near platonic.
Ain't no boundaries.
No, there's no boundaries.
Yeah.
Nowhere near platonic. Yeah. I'll be putting my.
Alrighty. Okay. Speaking of music, just real quick. All right. So,
A Lady in Love.
Ah.
That's it.
Until ain't nobody else.
Then y'all get one nasty.
A little. It just draws in this car.
What the fuck?
Bro.
Really?
Bro.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
Let certain things go.
That is crazy.
But let certain things go. Because I don't know how they got there, gang.
Come on, bro.
Hey, bro, you have fun. That's all I mean.
Hey, man, we got something to get to.
All right, bro.
That was my shit.
Real quick, question of the day. Cause sticking with them music, do y'all have like a favorite kind of pick me up song? Like you just turn on, you just instantly like it boosts your mood.
Boost my mood.
Never Too Much Luther or Gap Band, Outstanding.
Can go
or Maxwell something.
Facts.
They boost my mood.
Yeah, them up three. Yeah, I'm coming like that.
Bro, stop, coming like that. Fuck, man.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe what it was, though.
No.
Oh, God.
Boost my mood?
I think quick.
I'll give mine. Mine, that Toto, that Africa song, love it. I've listened to it on the way to work. Have you heard it? Have you heard it? Have you heard it? If you hear it, you'll be like, oh, that song. Okay, cool.
Somewhat.
It's a...
Boost my mood.
If you don't have one, it's okay.
Now I need one because I feel some type of way. I need to boost my mood.
I would say another one is Future March Madness. I can listen to that anytime.
Dress it up, make it real for me. We still don't know what that means.
Nah. Whatever that means.
What the fuck? Hey.
I don't know. Shout out to 808. Shout out to T.
Come on, you got a little Tekka or something in there, don't you?
Tekka don't boost my mood like that.
Tekka got some songs that'll boost your mood.
I don't know why.
Let's roll.
Fetty Wap, Wake Up. That boosts my mood, bro. Fetty.
That's a pool.
Fetty, bro.
That's a pool.
That's always been my go-to. Either that or,
Do it!
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. All right, give us one. Come on.
You can say Dolph Preach or something.
Come on, man.
You know what's on that boost my mood?
What song?
Roses by St. John.
That boosts my mood.
Okay.
That boosts my mood.
Oh, nigga.
That boosts my
mood. I like the food. Give him some good. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Tap into St. John, nigga.
Oh my god.
I'll play that bit anywhere.
Hold on, that just hurt my heart, bro, because St. John was supposed to be.
He was supposed to be. Yep.
But shout out to Don Tolliver.
Shout out to Don T, bro.
That 85?
Stop it, bro.
Oh, Don T got some.
Yeah, that 85, bro. I was like, that's that.
Yeah.
On that Donnie Womack, that diva.
Oh my god.
Hey, bro.
I'm a Jesus man.
Hey.
Hey, 2026 is off to a great start in music. Oh.
Mm-hmm. I love it, bro. Just keep that shit going.
And we finna figure out.
You sure?
All right. Answer that question down below in the comments.
I didn't have to
wish y'all wake up. Wish y'all pick me up song. All right, man. That's a good pod. Great job, man. Proud of y'all, man. Got things established. Got some little things done. What's my thing? If no one loves you, I always remember God loves you. And God only loves the ones that love God. Not the ones that say they love God, but don't act in God's accordance.
Hold on, real quick. You know Scott Jennings said heaven is full of sinners? How that makes sense? That's crazy.
The best advice is to live your life, enjoy your vice. We'll be here same time next week. Until then, we love. We love.